This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice in 97.3. We just heard Kesha. She's the star of Alice in Winterland, which is on sale now. Kesha, Avril Lavigne, and Flora Cash, December 5th at the Masonic in San Francisco. For everything you want to know about Winterland, head to RadioAlice.com. We're asking that you bring a new unwrapped toy to the concert to drop off there. The Marines will be on site for Toys for Tots. Mm-hmm. Or go to toysfortots.org, and they've got drop-off locations everywhere. You can find one near you. Just a way to have the holiday spirit and share it around.
Very worthwhile charity, no doubt.
Yeah. Very, very much so. So first thing in the morning, this morning, you guys have showered me with birthday love, and I totally appreciate it. And one of the most amazing things that happened this morning is that Vaughn DeWizard, who runs The Looking Glass, if you've ever watched this show, you've seen Vaughn's work. He switches the cameras around, and I guess he put a split screen, Vinny, because he did the wrap from Usette's seat, so he put himself on and then put us. So, oh, great. So you can see me almost breaking down into tears.
Yeah.
Way to fight back the tears. That stinks.
I did. Don't
do that.
You're going to cry. You know it's good radio.
You don't think we want to make holiday bonus? Come on. Cry.
Yes. I start crying. It's really hard to stop. So he wrote a rap and he put it together. And these guys printed out the lyrics for me and framed it, and he signed it at the bottom.
Oh, awesome.
I know. Isn't that so nice? I'm going to hang that up at my house. Oh, my God. It's so great. So we are going to, in case you missed it at 5:45 this morning, here is Vaughn.
And he's playing the video, as you said, so they can see that.
Great. I've included some of the lead up as well, too.
Oh, good. So I can take my shirt off. I'm not on camera.
You're not on camera.
Playing.
Right.
Hey.
Hey.
Happy birthday.
Thank you.
Sarah. This is a little birthday rap I wrote for Sarah.
Woo!
We'll see how it goes. We're doing it live.
Doing it live.
That's right.
Doing live.
This is gonna be fun. Yeah. Good morning, it's the Alice Show. And you cruising down the road, crank up the dial and do it quick. Listen to this crazy chick named Sarah. Drinks Friday on Saturday. Ride Segways all Sunday for the family. But Monday, radio waves. You in the air this Tuesday. Throw your hands in the air for the birthday girl for another year. And because of her amazing hair. Smile, Sarah, we smiling back. I hope we don't get sued for this track. Enjoy your day, the deed is done. Another trip around the sun. That's nerd talk, pergola talk. Big words, no mean spacewalk. Mom to two, friend to Mary, work married to this guy Vinny. A true lover of rock and roll. We'll sing and dance with all her soul. Sarah has a million bows. What's another million more? One time for the birthday girl. Two time for rocking our worlds. Keep moving. Hella groovy. Birthday shot sponsored by Use It. Gotta get it done. It's Tuesday. Gone somewhere. Show off that Ruben. Sarah smiles so sugar sweet. Green when knocking, blushing cheeks. Happy birthday.
Oh my God.
Oh. Oh boy, oh boy. Thank you so much, Vaughn. It's so,
so
good.
Oh, Vaughn.
I know. I'm
so
just
good.
Feeling so lucky.
Mm-hmm. And then Vaughn is going to make that the clip of the day. So we'll be on the Instagram and Alice Facebook. Yeah.
Perfect. Thank you. It was just as good the second time. Better even because I was reading along with the words and I caught them all.
Oh, you know
that'll
what?
Be on Alice's Instagram, right?
Yes, Alice's Instagram and Alice's Facebook page. And then you know what? Send me a link so we could send it to her husband so John could hear it.
Yeah.
And your family.
Yeah. That's great.
Let's post that. Let's try to let that post ride for a minute. So if we've got, you know, to post a sandwich or something, let's post that first and then post Vaughn. Yeah?
Sure.
I want that to sit there.
Sure. Yeah,
sometimes stuff gets bumped in 2 seconds. You're like, oh, man.
I know.
Come on, man. Yeah. I don't want to have to dig for it. All right, let's do the celebrity trash. Oh, that was. Thank you, Vaughn. It's very good. And thank you guys for framing it. It's freaking awesome. The two guys who sued Michael Jackson's estate and were the subject of the Leaving Neverland documentary are, looks like they may wind up getting their day in court. There was, initially, I guess it had been dismissed because they said the statute of limitations has expired and it's too late for you.
But these are, at least one of them, was he not part of a criminal probe and testified saying that he nothing happened to him, right?
Yes. I'm not sure which of them, Wade Robson or James Safechuck, was the one who was in one other trial.
Okay.
And said that he later said he'd been coerced to say what he'd
said. Oh, I understand that that may have happened or his family got paid, but nonetheless, this is a person who had said, nothing happened to me.
Yeah, and he was a kid at the time.
Right.
So now, I don't know the ages on these guys individually. Just from seeing them, I'm going to say they're in their 30s.
Yeah.
Anyway, it looks like they sued Michael Jackson for sexual abuse. Their lawsuits were dismissed in 2017, partly due to the statute of limitations. They appealed those rulings, and the cases have been stuck in appellate court until now. The California Court of Appeal just issued a tentative ruling which would overturn the dismissals on grounds that a new California law extended the statute of limitations for child sexual abuse cases, which means that they could have their cases heard before a jury. It's not a done deal. This is a tentative ruling. Oral arguments are set for this week. The justices could change their mind. They say typically a tentative ruling would stand, so it looks good for them. Now the Michael Jackson estate has a number of other objections to the claim, so those will also be addressed by the trial judge. Back in it was only just this past January that the Wade and James' story aired on HBO. And
I watched it. Did you watch it?
I watched part of it. It's hard to watch, actually, and to hear people talking about, you know, gory details, walking around pointing to this is where this happened. And oy.
He liked me to bend, you know, like there are certain poses that he preferred. I'm all...
Exactly. So their molestation claim sparked a movement to mute Michael Jackson, and the Jackson family called Leaving Neverland an unfair public lynching. That's a quote. It looks like the update to this was that they, you know, honestly, this isn't an update. This is basically just lawyers talking about the fact that they're hoping that this is going to, that they'll be able to reopen their cases. They're hopeful for the future of their case.
And these guys are seeking money.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
Okay. We're going to play you a video. It's funny.
Is it?
It is funny.
Okay.
It's probably fake. You decide, is this real or a deep fake fart? This is former Democratic. I've got my reasons, too. I mean, he does make this little jerky movement when it happens. The guy's name is Eric Swalwell, whose name you might recognize. He's a former presidential candidate, and he is the current U.S. representative for California's 15th congressional district. So he did an interview on Monday night, and
this is with MSNBC.
Yeah, it's and midway through it, just take. Now, so the way he pauses there, he does have a little shoulder twitch thing, but I'm sorry, there's no mic on his butt, so. That had to be the loudest fart of all time for it to make it around to
so
the
wait,
front of him.
So wait, before I guess, do you have the answer? Has MSNBC said anything? He hasn't said anything?
Let's see.
Didn't he say it was a cup or something?
Yeah. I am not seeing.
I'll tell you.
They say he appears to flinch, pause, and seemingly attempts to hold back a smile at the moment of the fart. So there's now people are just deep diving on this. And
well, I don't trust any of it.
I know.
To be honest with you, that's my answer is I don't trust it. So, no, it didn't happen.
I tend to agree. I feel like, first of all, you know, I don't know if he's got like a tie mic on or whatever. He's
I am embarrassed how many times I have publicly said, what are these tech companies going to do with our data? Who cares? Who's following? I remember my brother. Jan's like, oh, I turn that off. I'm not having that. Dude, these guys are. And I'm like, no one cares, dude. No one.
I felt the same way.
You're Jan from, and I can't even think of where he lives, Temecula. No one cares, dude. And that, then you find out how embarrassing that they've been using Facebook and manipulated an entire vote
right
for the presidency. Whether or not it would have turned out the same way, we'll never know, because they were manipulating the data that people were, that people have
well and beyond
knowingly and unknowingly given them through, what were those things you did? Quizzes.
Mm-hmm. Right. Well, beyond even that, it's that there are tracking companies that look at every single thing that you look at online, and it's all attached to you. They say they're going to have, what was the name of that, what was the name of the documentary that Hooman was yelling and screaming?
The Big Hack.
Basically, they have 80,000 data points on any average person.
It was about Cambridge Analytica, mm-hmm. and it was, that company was in place to do what they did.
Mm-hmm.
They did it.
And
exactly,
frankly,
as they set out to.
If they'd been hired by the other side, that
who knows how it would've gone. No, they're saying they were hired by the other side.
No, I'm saying if the other side, right, they were hired by one side and did their job. And if they'd been hired by the other side,
well,
that
no.
side might be
what,
yelling and
screaming. What that, doesn't that thing say they were hired during the
Obama
campaign mm-hmm. to help him get elected?
Right.
And got him elected,
well,
in their opinion.
You, so
and
there
then
you go.
Trump went, oh,
I'll
I think I'll
them.
Use them too.
That's super effective. We'll hire them now too. And they went, turned sides and went to the highest bidder
right.
and got it done for him. So it's super
Listen,
embarrassing.
Democrats,
so
we need to hire them. Clearly,
the bottom
amazing.
Line is I don't trust any of this stuff anymore.
No, I'm with you. I always think everything is, and I think we almost should default to that. You should just assume that something is fake until it's somehow
proven
real, because otherwise you're the person going, no, that's real. I saw the video. Meanwhile, they can take James
it,
Dean
yeah.
and put him in a goddamn movie. Like, they can do anything they want with computers.
Well, it's not that they can. It's that I didn't think they, like, why would you do it? What's
right.
the point of you getting on Facebook and getting all this in? And it turns out there's a point.
So this guy,
it's effective.
Eric Swalwell, may or may not have farted.
He says it wasn't him.
He yeah. says it was not me.
It wasn't me.
But BuzzFeed says that the show tried to explain it by saying there was a mug scraping
yeah.
across the desk.
Let me hear if this sounds like a mug.
Well, yeah.
No, play me the...
All right, fine. Hold on one second.
Yo, you don't have it up anymore?
No, that's a fart.
Fart.
They went for a fart.
Yeah, unless it's like a rubber bottom mug full of lead. Like, it's just not heavy enough to make a deep fart sound like that.
He says, it was not me, and I didn't hear it when I was speaking. It is funny, though.
Yeah. Well, the thing is, if it really did happen in real time and it really was a mug, like, the jerk of his body at that exact moment is super damning. Like, it's why it looks real, because the guy...
Well, I think someone probably saw the move and went, you know what we can do with that? Threw a fart in there and went, yeah, it's perfect.
Perfect. Anyway, there you go. So real or deep fake fart, you get to decide. Do you want to put that on the Alice 973?
Hey, you want me to?
I don't care. I don't know. I like people to
that's,
be able to come
so,
to us.
So let's make sure that goes up before Vaughn's video goes up.
Yeah,
that way Vaughn's video
yeah,
sits
Vaughn,
for a minute.
You going to put the video up later after the show? Yeah, he's going to wait till after the show.
Put it up every 10 minutes. All day long. So Charlie's Angels was a huge flop, like a huge flop, $8 million. And it's I don't know what they spent on the thing. It grossed $19 million at the international box office. And Elizabeth Banks, who plays Bosley in it, I did not realize this. She wrote it, directed it, and produced it.
Is that right?
Yes. And she is actually, I don't know how much writing she did, but she was definitely the producer on at least one of the Pitch Perfect movies.
Oh,
and I want to say she directed.
Movies.
I know, they're great. And she's great. I think she's amazing. I had no idea that she wrote, directed, and produced it. And she wrote on Twitter, well, if you're going to have a flop, make sure your name is on it at least 4 times. I'm proud of hashtag Charlie's Angels and happy it's in the world. She also, responded to criticism for rebooting a third iteration of the franchise, telling the Wall Street Journal, you've had 37 Spider-Man movies and you're not complaining. I think women are allowed to have one or two franchises every 17 years. I feel totally fine with that. Kristen Stewart, Naomi Scott, and Ella Balinska.
Actually, she's wrong, just for the record. We've complained loudly about all the super Spider-Man movies.
Right.
Loudly.
Multiple times. Let's see. She expressed excitement about the uniqueness of the film, an action movie starring three women that doesn't involve superheroics. She says, I wanted to celebrate the everyday woman who's out there fighting for herself. We kept it really grounded. The women do a lot of their own stunts, and they fight, not just with their bodies, but with their wits and their resilience and their grit. And that's something these women are showing off in spades in this film. One other piece that I read this morning, I don't have it in front of me, was basically saying, though, that if men don't want to see it, it won't get the numbers that they hope for, because Captain Marvel works, Wonder Woman works, because they're based on comic books. And dudes apparently can get behind a comic book hero, but don't necessarily just want to go see three, you know, hot private eyes. So they were sort of blaming it on that it's not based on a comic book.
Well, that's interesting.
Yeah, I mean, it's just one of the...
I'm not sure what you just said. So it's men's fault?
Yes, it's men's fault.
Yeah, always.
Okay.
Yes,
just to be clear, everyone, it's men's fault.
I don't want to go
Charlie's
see
Angels
that.
Didn't
Well, according
hit big.
To that source.
All right.
damn it, you guys. Come on.
Okay. That's weird. I was just sitting here.
Turns out it's your fault.
Yeah.
Martin Lawrence is going to be hosting the Lit AF Tour. Lit AF. Hannibal Buress. Bruce, Lil Rel, Jay Farrow, and more.
Is Vaughn producing this?
Yes, Vaughn. Is this
one of your presents?
Yeah. It is. He's producing this.
All right.
This is, let's see, this is going to be a big year for him. He is returning to the big screen for Martin Lawrence. He's returning to the big screen with Will Smith in Bad Boys for Life.
Mm.
And he is going back on the road with this Lit AF tour. I guess the original run was 2 years ago. So we have a date. Let's see. And obviously, there's 20 names mentioned here, the people who are going to be performing on this tour. Not everyone's at every date.
Got it.
So he said basically being on the road with this group of funny AF comedians is a blast. Bringing the tour back out on the road is always exciting. No two shows are the same. We bring something different to every party. So the bill will vary between each stop. 29 dates. Kicks off January 31st in D.C., and we have a date in Oakland at the arena.
Oh, it's not at the Blue Room?
Nope.
Blue
it's too
Dream?
Big. It's too big for them. They busted the seams on that place. So you threw it at the arena. That's the right place
good,
for
good
it.
Good one.
Good job, Vaughn.
Yeah.
Smart
move. So that will be Martin Lawrence, Ricky Smiley, DeRay Davis, and Bruce. That's who's performing. And that's April 11th. I don't see ticket information here.
Okay.
But I'm sure that
that's Vaughn.
Oh, yeah, Vaughn, can you help? It's AEG, so. I'm sure Vaughn will have ticket information for us soon. Elliot from E.T.
Yeah.
He got a DUI last month. He was stopped in a lane of travel and just wasted, I guess. He got a great plea deal. Listen to this. So he got a DUI. There are strings attached, of course. He pled no contest to driving under the influence and reckless driving following his arrest in Oregon. He will enter a diversion program for 1 year, pay a $500 fine, attend a one-time victim impact panel, and have an ignition interlock device installed into his car. So that is that the thing where you have to breathe into something?
Yeah, it sounds like it.
Yeah, the thing up.
Weirdly, I've never had one of those attached to my car, but I've done all the other things you're mentioning.
But I'm not seeing any community service on here.
These diversion programs aren't fun.
What are they?
You go to, usually it's like a weekly night meeting or whenever schedule works for you. And you go in there and listen to people say, I'm not a drunk. This is BS. I shouldn't even be here. This is bogus. And you're sitting there like, dude, we're all here.
For a reason.
Would you stop it?
So is it like an AA meeting or is it just really
It's more about how they try to educate you on alcohol and driving and how many drinks you can, all that stuff.
Right. So they are saying it's a pretty sweet deal, considering how he got busted. They found him passed out behind the wheel in the middle of a residential intersection. He was booked for DUI and later released. Mm. And that is his sentence. So Henry Thomas is this guy's name. He's most famous for playing Elliot in E.T., and more recently, he was in... has anyone watched this? The Haunting of Hill House on Netflix?
No.
So he was in that, too. He's a grown man, though. I mean, like,
I thought he looked pretty good, actually, in the photo you showed me.
Yeah, I mean, and recognizable as Elliot.
Sure.
It's amazing how much time has gone by when you go back and watch that movie. Oh, my God. What was he, 11 in that movie?
That was 82. Oh, but he's kept steady acting jobs and
yeah, he looks all right.
Movies and like TV.
I was afraid when you showed me the picture he was going to be a dude who just let it go.
Yeah.
He's not. He looks good.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's handsome.
Has he had a bunch of DUIs, or is this just like maybe...
It would have to be
I think it's his first one.
For him to get off this light.
Right.
I'm going to do it. Here's a little social media in a good light. I know you love Moana, so I think you'll like this.
I love Moana.
Here is what The Rock posted on his Instagram. This request came across my desk and punched me in the gut a bit. There's a little three-year-old boy out there named Hiram Harris, diagnosed with acute lymphoblastic leukemia, which is complicated by Down syndrome.
Jesus.
In the fight of his life right now, doing his best to stay strong by watching Moana about 10 times a day because the character he loves, Maui, makes him feel strong. According to his mother, the most important thing to say now is, I strong. Yes, you are, big man. Yes, you are.
Oh, God. Oh. I could. Can you imagine if you're the parent to that little guy? Okay, I've got the new anti-drug slogan that they're going to have to change immediately and more after these.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Oh, it's beautiful out there today. It's going to be a very nice day. 7:39. On Mondays, a new Johnny Mosley podcast drops. Yesterday's is freaking hilarious. I actually listened to most of it yesterday. I usually get to it later in the week, but I remembered there were a couple things in there that were just, and it's, oh my God, it's a scream. So find it at RadioAlice.com or Radio.com, wherever you get podcasts from. Johnny Mosley podcast, new one every Monday.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by 24 Hour Fitness. Get your results your way and download a free 3-day pass today.
Look at that body. Girl, look at that body.
So I'll begin with PG&E power outages. They're planned again. We're going to have another wind event. It looks like starting early tomorrow morning.
Right.
And
really gusty.
I wrote home because I checked that site you sent me the link to, put in my address, and it turns out we are in line for turnoff.
Oh, it said for sure.
So I wrote home and said, no, it said might be. Mm-hmm. I wrote home and she said, they called last night.
Oh.
So we already got a phone call telling us that it's on. So good thing we didn't restock the fridge.
Yeah. Right.
I just got a text, Vinny, from our friend Steve up in Santa Cruz at the Sentinel.
Uh-huh.
He says that he got a $100 credit yesterday.
We got a credit, too.
Did you? Mm-hmm. Okay.
I actually had been given a bill, walked in the house with the mail, put it down, later came back to get them because I do the bills at my house, and that one was gone. And I was like, where'd our... She goes, we don't have a bill. They credited us. Because we have, but the thing is
you
that
have solar.
We have solar, so that knocks off most our bill anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Our bill's usually only $50 to $70.
Really? Oh my God. Wow. I've got to get solar. It's
so
ridiculous.
Whatever the credit was for, it knocked the whole thing down to zero. Which is good.
It's great.
Yeah.
You know what though? I want to pay my bill instead and have my power.
Right. Yeah.
So for the that credit's nice, but instead, how about if I keep power and pay the bill?
If you have solar, can you convert that to power a battery that you'd be able to just flip a switch and power off of whatever you've got saved on your battery?
I don't know the answer to that, but I know we currently can't get the Tesla system.
Oh, that Powerwall?
The Powerwall, it won't work for us.
Not
and I didn't do the research she did, but she used to work for...
Solar City.
Sun Power.
That's right.
And so she knows a little bit about that.
Right.
The system we currently have was in place when we bought the house.
Right.
So
mm.
I don't even...
I was going to ask that.
Whatever okay. it was,
yeah.
It's not compatible with the Tesla
Powerwall.
Powerwall. Which bums me out because I really thought that's the answer. In the spring, we'll get that.
Right.
And then we don't
Is
have to deal
no
with it.
Is there no other... So they're the only ones who do this battery backup thing?
I haven't...
Okay.
We're going to deal with that in the spring.
Right.
At this point, I've seen a lot of people scramble to buy generators and do all these mm-hmm. things, and I feel like now is not the time. I'll do it after right. The crunch is done, mm-hmm. and we'll deal with that at a leisurely pace.
Right.
Not a mad dash. I know one of our neighbors said, I got the last generator at Costco. And we're like, even though, nope, no idea, but I got it. And we're like, okay.
Well, we have a magic generator, so as soon as we bought it and plugged it in,
or
the power came right back on.
Good and
then
for
we,
you.
We dragged it over to my brother's house the next day because he went 24 hours longer. Got it all set up, got everything plugged into it, power came back on.
Oh!
I'm like, oh my God.
Well, let's pass that thing around.
I was going to say, anybody needs a magic generator. Although I'm afraid that if it leaves my property, then my house will immediately go
exactly.
dark and I'll have to
you
come
know
get it from your house.
Anyway, these campaigns never worked on me, but, you know, I remember there being a Just Say No in the 80s. Wasn't that yes. Nancy Reagan's
Just Say No.
anti-drug oh, slogan? Right. And then DARE came along mm-hmm. where, you know, DARE to keep kids off drugs or whatever that one was.
Right.
I was all well into my drug career. Or drinking
sure.
was my thing, yep. but either way, whatever. South Dakota just unveiled their new anti-meth campaign. And it looks like they're going to have to rethink it. The slogan is, meth, we're on it. They mean they're on top of the problem yeah. and they're taking care of it. But yeah. unfortunately, they're not taking it into consideration how that reads.
Is it supposed to read like, you know... Like a double entendre, as in, we're on it, we're trying to fix a problem, and also, we as Dakotans are on it. Like, come on, you guys, we got to get off it.
Yeah.
I
think you're right, and yet...
So dumb. I don't come up with slogans for states.
Plenty
so.
Of people on Twitter are interpreting the slogan more literally, like they're saying everyone in South Dakota is on meth.
Sounds like they are.
Governor of South Dakota, Kristi Noem, says she doesn't mind that people are making fun of the accidental double meaning on social media. She says the goal of the campaign is to raise awareness about South Dakota's meth problems, and that's it's definitely happening.
Yeah, they're on it.
I mean, if it wasn't for that slogan right now, I can guarantee you I wouldn't be talking about it.
Right. Yeah, it's to me, the best meth deterrent is vases of meth. That is... There it is, stark. 6 months later, I look like your grandma with only two teeth. I show that to my kids. They're so sick of hearing me talk about it, too. It's like, do I have to show you faces of meth again?
Is it time?
Is it time for another round of that? No, Mom, please.
Two state employees in South Carolina Department of Motor Vehicles have been arrested. This was last Friday for taking bribes to let people skip the line.
Oh,
21-year-old Allison McFerrin of Spartanburg and 25-year-old Anna C.A. of Moore, South Carolina, were busted for taking bribes. They said, yeah.
Sure, you can pay to skip the line.
42-year-old guy named Robbie Beershank paid Allison so he could avoid having to repeatedly wait in line to transfer a bunch of vehicle titles into his name. She also changed the sale prices so he could avoid a fee.
Oh, my God.
Anna also took a bribe so a person wouldn't have to wait in line to transfer a mobile home into their name.
Oh, wow.
They look like children.
Well, what are they, 21, did he say? That's a...
One's 21 and one is 25.
Oh, boy.
Just that's regular old girls. They're all charged with... what?
Regular old, like, they just have future DMV worker written all over their faces. It's just, it's really sad that now their careers have been cut short because they look like the mean old ladies. They're very young, but they look like they're going to be ruined. Well, maybe this just saved them. Oh my God, this is so, I'm so mean. Oh boy.
How about a fast fact?
I love fast facts, Vinny. Give me one.
Waz.
Oh.
I hate to say it, I don't believe you on this one, but the first Apple computer went on sale in July of 1976 and costs $666.66.
Mm. Oh.
Steve Wozniak picked the price because he liked the repeating numbers and had no idea about the satanic implications. No, never heard of it. No
idea.
I just
like sixes.
Right. You believe that?
No. The number of the beast and fire. Yeah, that is, what year did that come out?
1976. Oh, this.
Yeah,
that was later.
80s.
That was the 80s. But that doesn't mean that that
no,
wasn't
666 known. I mean, look, The Omen came out in the 70s, right? Didn't the kid have, like, little raised 666s on the back of his head, for God's
Waz,
sake?
Waz, you're, like, one of the smartest guys.
Come on,
come
Waz.
On. You never heard that reference?
No, I never heard of that. Oh, that's interesting.
Anyway, $666.66.
The perfect price.
Yeah.
For Satan's machine.
Greenland has the highest suicide rate in the world by far. Lithuania is second, but the rate is like one-third of Greenland's. Oh. Greenland, everybody. Who knew?
Must suck there hard.
I mean, is that it?
I what else could it be? Is there just like something going around there? You know, they have those long...
Well, but in the history of the world, there's all kinds of sucky things in sucky places.
Sure.
Doesn't mean you off yourself.
Yeah, that's true.
There must be something going on there.
Is it the weather?
Well, it sucks there weather-wise. I mean, it's cold all the time. But also, they're one of those places that get the really long nights and the really short days and then the really long days and the really short nights. Mm-hmm. So I'm sure there's something to that. Because a lot of the northern countries have, like, higher suicide rates.
Yeah, but don't you think of things to do that you...
I guess. I mean, you think especially...
That you live
for? If you grew up there.
You know,
in
Buffalo, they have the Bills.
Yeah. Rah.
I mean, whatever you're into. I mean, I don't know. You've got stuff,
well,
right?
Well, they also have, you know, a decent summer and, you know, some change of seasons. But, I mean, Greenland is badly named. There's nothing green about Greenland.
All right. Well, anyway, that's the place.
Yeah. Sounds like it sucks.
Have you heard of the keto diet? Keto? Is it keto?
Yes,
yeah,
keto.
Have
you heard of the keto diet?
Which
that's
one is
where
that?
You basically eat no carbs at all, just a lot of fats, meat. Some dairy and a few vegetables.
Oh.
They say, here's an unexpected side effect. According to a new study out of Yale University, the keto diet can help you fight off the flu.
Oh.
They found that when you're in a state of ketosis, which is the, I guess, the diet's goal.
Oh.
That's what happens on the keto diet. It activates a group of cells in your lungs. Those cells do a great job trapping the flu virus and fighting it.
Huh.
So they're surprised to find out that, hey, this diet helps you keep from getting the flu.
Hey.
Great news. Here's another sickness story.
Oh, I love sickness stories. Perfect on your birthday.
I know.
Give them to me.
Almost a third of people like getting sick because they can finally get a minute to themselves and just sleep. It's their excuse to say, everybody get off me.
Oh, it's not worth it, though.
I'm done. I'm going into my room and I'm not coming out till I feel
and
better.
Sometimes you get sick and your kids still need to get fed and you still have all the errands you got. I mean, look, I guess if you can check out and just sleep for a few days, but it's not, I wouldn't trade it. I don't want to be sick. I hate being sick.
Yeah.
I'm such a baby.
Yeah, I don't. Mm. I know as my daughter's been going through a little sickness, and we're hopefully going to find out today.
Right.
We're going to the doctor. We started asking family members, and I was all, oh, I think my mom had colitis. And then I was like, or was it migraines? I don't know. She used to shut herself in her room and lock us out. And then I was like, oh, that may have just been her saying, I'm done with you boys. Maybe she didn't have any of those things.
You guys were tough.
So
you should call her, find out what that was about.
The locking herself in her room and turning the lights out and not allowing any boys near her. I think I know what that was about.
You and Jan.
I've had it up to here.
Uh-huh. My mom said
sure she put a pillow over her head, and you guys are like banging. Mom!
My mom said she used to lock herself in the bathroom and cry.
Oh,
yeah. I think that's what's going
Maybe.
On there. Like she had colitis or migraines. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I've got both those things. Let me go in my room for a while.
It's over, you two.
Your colitis and your migraines.
The perks of being sick are catching up on sleep, laying around all day, binge watching TV shows, not having to go to work, and getting some me time. Some people want it.
Sounds like single people without kids.
Their chance to tap out. Yeah, kids don't care.
No.
At all.
They don't care. They could care a lot. You could be barfing in the toilet. They'd be like, oh, I'm hungry.
Right. Hurry up.
Yeah, I got to get to my play date. Oh, my God.
A gynecologist in England is warning women that your electric toothbrush does not double.
Oh, are you sure? Because it does vibrate.
It doesn't, though. They're saying it's
fine.
You're risking damaging very sensitive skin down there by using a device not designed
Omarosa.
To go there.
Sounds painful, really.
It's really not hygienic to use the same device on your teeth and your woman area.
Oh, I'll swap the head out. Don't worry. It'll be fine.
What did you just say?
A little head that you put in there.
I don't know. You
scrubber-dubber head.
What?
Omarosa.
Get a toy that's made for that.
Maybe that they don't work as well. I don't know.
They do work as well. You know that. You do know.
I really like that one.
You can't say I don't know when you've got a toolbox that...
Yeah, but there's only a few go-tos. I don't want to say one's an electric toothbrush, but I don't want to say it's not.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah, you're right. I do. I don't use. Do you use one of those vibrating toothbrushes?
I do.
I have
I love
one.
It.
I use it.
I never use.
I use a manual toothbrush one of the times I brush, and I use the electric the other time.
Why?
He's taking more time with that other time.
Because I really don't like the electric toothbrush.
Oh, I love it,
and especially because it's like it's a 2 minute timer.
Uh-huh.
So you know, a minute in, you're like, oh, for crying out loud.
Right.
2 minutes is long.
That way I can gauge, though. I figure, you know, you're just supposed to sit there for at least 2 to 3 minutes for it. So I just let it run out. It goes, this is every minute, and then eventually just dies out, and you're like, okay.
Oh, it turns itself
off. I got a good cleaning
What
there.
Kind you got?
Sonicare.
I thought that was a water shooter thing. Oh, no, that's like water pick.
No, your
that's
water
a water
pick,
yeah. Right. I have that,
I used
too.
To have one of those.
How did you like it?
I loved it, but then the dentist was like, that's not, use floss.
Mm.
Use floss and get rid of that thing.
Mm. I don't like, yeah, I just use a regular Oral-B, whatever. John buys the multi-pack at
right.
Costco.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. You use a soft one, though, right?
I don't know, whatever kind he buys.
You want soft.
I just grab it out of the thing and go.
The hard ones are. Oh, boy. Well, there goes the enamel on your teeth.
Well, it is gone.
Is it?
Yeah, I have all kinds of receding gum line and everything.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. Vaughn!
Oh my God, Vaughn!
Wizard.
Oh my God, Vaughn! You're amazing!
I love Vaughn. Happy birthday, Sarah.
Thank you. If you missed it, he did this. Maybe we should do it again at 9.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Let's play it one more time. It's just, he put a lot of work into it. And he cut up like a beet bed of Sarah Smile from the marvelous Hall & Oates. And then he just did a whole rap, and it was so great.
Yeah.
Just out of the blue, too, like a total surprise. I just loved it. It was so
woot,
good.
Woot.
Woot, woot.
Love you, Vonda Wizard. Play the jam. I'm sitting in my patrol car waiting to hear the dope rap. My boss is giving me the evil eye because I got reports to write, but I'm waiting to hear the song.
We'll do it again at 9. We did it at 7.
Happy birthday, Sarah. Wishing you the best day and always.
Thank you.
Enjoy your pizza and beer tonight.
Thank you. I'm going to. I can't wait.
Now, when a lady has a birthday, is she like, you know what I really want, husband?
No. So. The night off? Yes. That's what I want. I'm going to back rub.
Why does it
anywhere.
Have to be so different yeah. for the sexes?
I don't
why
know
can't
why.
It be mutually enjoyable?
No, it is mutually enjoyable.
Okay, let me rephrase that. Mutually all consuming.
Yeah, I don't know.
Why is it just got to be us that it's all consuming and you guys?
There are girls.
Your,
it's all you got to find the right
pest.
Girl. I guess, right?
Stop being a pest.
God, I get it. I'm so hot. Leave me alone.
All right.
I know
it's
this
not
is
you.
All
I'd
good.
Bang anything right now.
Yeah. Don't worry, Sarah. Guys will bang anything.
What's coming up in the trash?
All right. Let's see. I got news about Eddie Van Halen.
Oh.
I got news about Hooters.
And I get news about how much music you should listen to per day for your mental health.
All right.
And more.
Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.